A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 30th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about fuel price increases as President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to present the State of the Nation address.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet if you want to listen to our English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
And as Zimbabwe today increased the fuel prices amid an economic crisis that is forcing many people to live from hand to mouth. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petroleum from $11.55 to $11.76. It also increased the price of diesel from $12.08 to $12.42.
Many people fear that the fuel price increases will result in the instant price increases of basic goods that will make it more difficult for them to buy goods like bread and others. Fuel prices have been going up almost on a weekly basis in Zimbabwe due to the declining value of the local currency.
All this comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to present the State of the Nation address tomorrow. MDC members of Parliament of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, gave Mnangagwa a torrid time in the last State of the Nation address. The party says Mnangagwa is not the legitimate president of Zimbabwe.
Ibambe zulukanda balingalinjani lapheli tshona khona kona ngapho endaweni yeSGNA zomhlaba. Namhla ke ku VOA Studio 7 Live Talk sixoxa ke ngokuthi ke umthelo wefuel usukhuphuliwe futhi nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke iprice yepetrol ikhuphulwe kusukela ku $11.55 yaya ku $11.76. Kube sokusiba ke idiesel isuka ku $12.08 yaya ku $12.42. Abantu abaningi bayesaba ukuthi njengoba khona kusokwenzakele sokuyaphinda njalo emhlolweni ukuthi ke amafutha ezimota amafutha lokunye okutshiyeneyo kunokokupheka ezindlini kukhuphuke njalo nje. So siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi bathwele nzima kwamanje ngokuthenga impahla etshiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje kusasa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuthi uyakwethula lokho kubizwa kuthiwa yi-State of the Nation address. Siyakhumbula eyanyakenye kukhanya zani babemhoza sibili ekwenze khonokho njalo abanye ke abazange behambe ku-State of the Nation address abe-MTC besithi phela umongameli lo bathi kayisuye wakhethwa ngemfanelo kwele Zimbabwe. Yes, so sixoxele ngalokho sicela ukuthi nxa lisilandela ke kukhasi lethu le-VOA Ndebele lifake ke khonapho ke inombolo zenu ukuze silifonele njalo laku-VOA Shona kuzobuya le-VOA Studio 7 lifake ke imlayezelo yenu njalo lifake le nombolo zenu salifonela khona manje. Siyabonga.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzaiwo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika apo nasi taona mutengo wemafuta uchikwira. Taona mutengo wepeturu uchikwira, mutengo wedizeri uchikwira. Uyezve mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa ivo kunge vari kuita State of the Nation address mangwana yekutarisa kuvachitaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika. Tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vadare veMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa pari zvino vari kuti ivo pane zvavari kuda kuona kuti vangaita sei mangwana sezvo vasiri kufara nemafambiro ari kuita zvinhu munyika. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai uyezve kune avo vachangobva kutiona ipo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tinokukwazisai. Kana muchida kuti titaure nemi pachirongwa nyorai nhamba dzenyu makanyora zvakare. zvakare makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kunge tichikurukura nemi. Tembi Maravanyika ari kuti evening studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo ari kuti maswera sei zvenyu. Vana Sisimavi, Courtney Mepi, Courtney Top Feniedo ari kuti happy birthday Sisimavi. Mavakuva varirawo kusvika pamangani. Handizosviki pazana. Asi aiwa tinotenda Mwari, tinokutenda iyi. Top Feni yedu Austin Zapasi ari kuti tichachova mabhasikoro gwendo guno. Hanzi nekukwira kuri kuita peturu ne diesel. Gwendo guno tichachova mabhasikoro. Johannes Kosa Masowe ari pano ari kuti kwazisa Patricia Sibanda Burawa. Ari kuti maswera seiko vakoma mavhi. Na mkoma Wande, mkoma Wande havapo, asindi na mkoma Gibbs ipo pano saka.
I think I'm happy that I'm looking like Wande.
I don't know. Yeah. Asi happy birthday wakoma, ayo watinokutenda Simeon Banda, so, and Maneru, pa Studio 7. Munoda wafa muchanyo, arukuti happy birthday Sister Marvelous, wishing you many more years to come, ayo watinokutenda Gibbs.
We've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni. He's an independent political and economic commentator. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yeah, so can you give us your take on the fuel increases today?
Yeah, there's a crisis. So right now, I am at one of the pickup points, and these guys have increased in fares to $4 as I speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting stranded. If you're prepared for a $2 trip, now you need to look for another $2. So it's really bad. I mean, it's really bad.
So now, looking at this situation as you are describing it right now, how difficult is all this when these fuel increases are going up every Monday?
I like I said, it's difficult because I think it's not only the fuel. Even types of basic commodities are skyrocketing every day. And what does that mean to a person? People will not eat. I'll just use words like people are now eating like dogs. They have one meal. The dogs that we keep sometimes, we feed them once a day. I think we're now liking dogs. I mean, very, very painful situation that people are going through right now.
Yeah,
And seemingly these prices are going up almost every week. Every week they are just going to fuel. And people are being thrown to combat almost every day.
Yeah,
so it's really a very, very, very painful situation.
Yeah, ngasikhangela ngesindebele sibili ngasikhangela kunapho lapho khona baba ndiweni sizokuthi akade umelo kade umchova akusithethe umchova buyimalini njalo kono ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yamafuta ezimota kuaffecte kangalani khona.
Yeah, abantu abanye sebesifanele lapho ngathi abantu abuya besibagada amadollars etshela amafuta ngathi izinto emchoveni ngapha beyimile nje ngizomkhakha omunye umuntu wathi siya kwenye indawo afike wathi wafuna $4 nxa engafuni asale emini. Nga ngaphonukale mina abantu abasela choice somele bathi imali bangezelele bagade kodwa kusho ukuthi abantu lokho bejikelwa ekunzimeni usebesidla nzima ngoba ngakela ukuthi intengo ayikhweli kuphela kuphela ikhweli lekudla okuthenga ezitolo so kunzima kakhulu kithi ebantwini xa sikhuluma nje kuleso.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ngithemba ukuthi uMavela sengxa ufuna ukukhuluma lawe kodwa kufana.
Okay.
Tiri kunzwa muri kutaura imi kuti pamuri ipapo matowana mitengo yemichovha ichikwira titsanangurewo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Which language I could
Yeah, I think it's not comfortable with Shona.
No, that's fine. So let me read some of the comments. Courtney Mepi, Courtney Arusi, please and ifone rei Kolomani Masaka. Arukuti Murisei goes with my VI Watiriwadi. Fraser Chicks Nathan Arukuti, good evening, fellows all around the globe. I'm watching you live all the way from Johannesburg. Backup Michael Wesa Arukuti, happy birthday, Tetevangu Mavi, I watinotenda. And Rukona Auntie Hilda Nkomo, happy birthday, my dear. My number is Nova Raisa number. Shesene code number, yavo I watch phone rei kuti mpinde mchirongwa. Kuna vachango va kupinda mchirongwa. Tributari sa isune kukwira kurukura mba kuchita mitengo. Ye peturu ne diziri. Vangu varu kuchema chema parishu no vashitoti. Kwa varu kugara ikoko apovayeza kutifachienda kumusha kana kudzimba kwa avo nasi. Vachiva kumadzibasa. Vava vaon kwa yevo michova ya kwira. Saka uyai pachirongwa tichionesana kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi uyezve mangwana tiri kutarisira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vachange vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino munyika. Saka pindai muchirongwa tionesane.
So now, Mr. Ndweni, tell us a bit about the state of the nation address. Does it have any impact in terms of Zimbabweans' lives? You know, like you as an individual, what will it mean tomorrow?
Yeah, the state of the nation address, for me, I am not expecting any surprises. Why I say so, because I think we've been so good in rhetoric than action. So my thinking is that nothing new will be said, but there will be a lip service on corruption, lip service on reviving the health sector, lip service on dealing with the NH crisis, and even lip service on fuel, and so it will be promises after promise, but I think we take action, because for me, really, it's almost a year after elections now. Actually, it's a year and a few months after elections. We should be seeing meaningful, concrete action from government. But this government has been promising, and people are every day are falling into poverty. Every day, people are thrown into poverty. So for me, really, I'm not expecting any surprises from the sauna. So for me, it would be just the usual routine event that will come and pass.
No,
I think
yes.
we could have done drastic, action if we're serious about dealing with the economy. But I think as things stand right now, you see people are really suffering.
Yes, okay. Hold on there. I know that you wanted to be here for only 10 minutes. We'll take a caller,
okay,
then come back to you very shortly.
Okay.
Hello, Mkoma.
Hey, Magadisi Zimbabwe.
Tiri wadi, tukuta wana nani uyeje muri kupi?
Na Mkoma patifoni Zimbabwe, mashana na zoendela kubindura.
Kwa kadi kubindura uko?
Bindura kuri nani na amo chesu.
Ai, wataura iti nzwe Mkoma. Kwa kamira seipanya iyo iye yeku kwira kwe mafuta ni zimu.
Isusu kuno kufio either $13 papamba. Papamba pacha hapana patiri either 13 ya mbengeli pongwa di hili kilefaya pera. Saka hili kutuwa nika makoro nyera. Makonye machiri either $85 5 liters. Saka uona kuti zinda kutawa zintunga mwiri wenyika mamwana asishandi. Because hapana saka hindi ya tika to saka papa yiku kwa kadri sa msina wanu waifa na wapa vichemu waka mbude wa sotu wataura. Saka atina sichemu, atina tinyangu kwa sikuta ura, bozi nyantu kwa ura, deuta ataka famba saka naka, ataka kumati, chila katambi kwa saka naka. Toso, wanufuwa na otopu kwa nsa uta ura, yu wachitinye pera, tripuno zeni zikuta mbandamu, zifeta mpumira mwushi. Sekuti, sanga saa kudogo, tiba nage Zimbabwe, tiba tani. Sino ziondoka, ino tuparata. Iko zifaro hondi, wano ugarika. Saka, isu takaramba, takaramba, singwe taaiwa. Chanaka, Mari, and the part of Kumuruka, just could have made up by the Kumura. And to Nura Mugu Sutabata.
Saka Shakai,
take a never needed to be serious in my part. And this is my part of doing as well as Jasha Adam Zibabi. I would do a little season for a family, and this is so funny. Zar, you might go to our house or wait for a day. What is your own of my mission? Those of our mission what knows the day for 3 days. The Kaposha is putting on what is a young Yagushi Dranga Paku. Sakatoni Samatuni Sakuno, Atina was for 3 days.
Saka Parisino,
Kutombotarira
kukwira kwezvinhu muzvitoro zvakamira sei parizvino zvichitevera kukwira kwaita mafuta.
Bare sipo rwita $20 kana singakanganise mafuta ari pa $45 2 liters. Kana singakanganise sugar iri kuita $27. Saka moona kuti unotenga unotengei unongochisenzira mari KG yenyama iri kuita $40 unengoonewana 4 na 5 mutenga nyama yemari.
Mhm.
Apana chaunotenga munyama itatu ngorarama nematemba ari kupima mukagaba keyo kugadikira nzi ukaziya. Ndiwo ari kari kupima kukaikaruta $6. Saka upenyu hwacho ndinenge ndichitambira mari pazuva.
Kupane vamwe vari kutaura nyaya ye.
Amen.
Ehe, iko keshi pari zvino iri kushanda here kwamuri ikoko tambonzwa kwapapa nekutaura kwakawanda nasi.
I want to know.
Gibbs, we're hearing there, yes. Our caller is saying that he's very upset, he's in Bindura, mm-hmm. but he says where he is actually petrol, yeah, he's going up to $13, mm-hmm. and he says people have now resorted to just having like ration, you know, like matemba, I'm not sure what matemba is called, you know, the little fish.
Yeah, it's matemba even.
Yeah, matemba, he's saying yeah. that people are buying in a little can, like a yogurt can. Mm-hmm. So he's saying he just feels like tomorrow the state of the nation, the president will just pay lip service, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. what our guest was saying, because he says he doesn't see anything coming out of whatever it is that the president is planning mm-hmm. To say tomorrow.
And he was saying that a 5 liter of fuel is $85, right?
On the black market. Mm. Yes. So, you know, very, yeah. I don't know how people are coping, Gibbs, you mm-hmm. know.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
So let's bid farewell to Mr. Michael Ndiweni. Mr. Michael Ndiweni, 30 seconds. Can you say your last words, sir?
Thanks, Gibbs. My prayer is that a miracle could happen tomorrow. Maybe the president says something that, and then there's action the next hour. That's what I'm praying for. But from what we've seen, I'm not hopeful, but I just pray that something drastic happens tomorrow that we deal with the people that are facing, that are faced by citizens of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni, and have a nice day. So okay. I think we've got Hilda Nkomo.
Yeah, regate tore. Auntie Hilda Nkomo, tunokuchingamizai. Hello? Auntie Hilda Nkomo?
Hello?
Ehe, taurai yenyu tinzwe.
I'm so stressed up this month. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It comes at a very stressful time for everybody at the moment.
It's so stressful. I'm here overseas in the UK.
Mm.
But my problem is, when we are facing the situation in Zimbabwe, it's so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, the fuel is going up every day. Food, all basics are going up. Mm-hmm. How are the people surviving, yet they are underpaid? No one is getting $1,000 of those bond notes
mm-hmm.
a month. And I don't know how they sacrifice, how they survive with families, no matter a family or no family. And after all, most of the people in Zimbabwe, they are renting.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, you know, when people are just saying their things, gossiping, they come to make the truth. People are paying now, most of the landlords, they are asking for U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is saying they don't want U.S. dollars in the country. And people are still struggling, you know. I don't blame anyone now, like the country has got 3/4 of the population. How are they going to survive? Mm-hmm. We can blame them, but, you know, this country has pushed us, all the nations, to do things which are not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I heard that the president is going to have a speech tomorrow. If it was me, the only thing he was going to do is just to face the reality, just to say, I'm offering my resignation. Because now it's really tough. I don't think it's going anywhere. From year 2017 up to today, he's still walking, traveling all over the world, but he's not bringing anything. The basket is being brought empty.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, anti uda mongoti gaga, neshona mozo, tawara na Gibbs Ndebele.
All right. Ninja, ni mkoma Gibbs.
Yes, ya pila wakulu ye mama. Akuchu kutu wenubwana njano kwenza gala kuna wale Zimbabwe.
Lapa ome nzakana e Zimbabwe kusisubu shungu. Kia kalisa, uyakwa kutiti na singa hapa kia sebenza. Kia badalwa, okufaneleyo, okuenelengo, okusebenzele. But unakangela tina esile mbule Zimbabwe, haba zaadi, ama extended families, haba nyabantu anakona ngale. Kundi, imare, kiba zuzukuja during the month. Imali zakhona vela zikhulumeki ngoba konke okudliwayo nxa ufuna isingwa kathesi bathi $10 $11 somewhere ithukela yonke into amafutha konke inyama kathesi ma ufuna isitheo ikilo it's about 28-29 uyabule malini eyokuthi wanelesi ukuthi ueneli ukuthi abantu badle kumbe ube nabantu bemzini uzabazondela noma utsho uthi angikwe nje.
Yes, I was our cool. Yes,
I was our cool. I was a negative vision. Documentary. Abantu baya kala ezi vision. Abaya fa akula marima lezi vizwayo. As kwani segi. Minu waba wa minkulmanje. O kwani enguvo nile noto kwa uchelo. Nibe nse arare hospital. Uwa wa minkula. Every tablet, everything. Ama jipsi konge. Sube siku tenga ngemali. Baza kutela ukuthi kabahambe kusikani isikani ngathatha kuyathiwa badalani disk i-disk yakhona kumele iye player somewhere not in the hospital and kumele uye badala uzisa ubuhlungu shuwa.
Yes, yakuzwa ntombi endala sibonge kakhulu ngoba kulabantu abaningi asebengenile lapha kuhlelo ungatshelela kusasa mama. Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you dear. So we've got Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF member. We'll start with you, Mr. Joseph Chuma. We see that fuel prices have been going up every week. In 1 minute, what can you say about that, Mr. Chuma?
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Thank you so much.
Yes, what we're not putting into perspective is the issue of our moving away from the US dollar to our local currency, the Zim dollar. So we are still under a play of realignment of the rate itself. Mm-hmm. As we know, it once ballooned to over 1:23, almost 1:25, and then because of the freezing of accounts, it came down to about 1:17, 1:16, and now this echo cash thing, it might even go a bit further down. But what we need to realize that when we say the fuel price has gone up, we're saying it's gone up to probably say $12 or $11 per liter, which is the Zim dollar component. And if we convert that into the US dollar, you discover that we're still below $1 US. So really, figuratively speaking, it is really unfair to say that things have really, really gone up. Like, for example, if you say bread is $9, at the current rate now of 1:16, it means that bread is less than a dollar US, like real US dollar that you use in America or anywhere else. So if we look at it that way, and then we begin to see another way of reasoning things out of this, what we need to be speaking about is saying, why are we not yet aligning our earnings according to this rating that we actually have? If somebody, say, in a supermarket is earning $300, that was US dollars, why are they not then saying $300 multiplied by the current rate, which is 1:16, then you get the actual money that they're supposed to earn now in the Zimbabwe dollar context. And then that way, things will start making sense.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, akumpendule khona phonga mafutshane kulomunye umuntu obambileyo khona ecingweni. Ye, qhubeka baba.
La very bad. La uyisazi phela ukuthi vele abantu bezana phela bazadinga nje isizathu sokuba belokhu bechafisa. ziyathengisela nje ukuthi abakavumi ukuthi uhulumende wabo lo uyehluleka. Akulalizwe lingakhwela iphetho iviki laviki lokhu kwela iphetho ukuthi udibele kuyatshengisela ukuthi kabakaqoqi kuhle ukubusa kwabehlula.
Ye, so ke sizokuthatha silo muntu ecingweni lapha-ke kungabe kumbani.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza yini nemufaro siTabitha Manyoni. Hello.
Hello, Mritei.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, tongo tangachiti happy birthday.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Ah, tiko, zvinhu zvakaoma kunyika ikunoku, marwadzo chaiwo.
Chii chiri kuitika?
Sepamutengo apa tizoti zvichagumira nekupi kozi zviramba zvichingokwira every day preza unoona nhasi asi uye unozoona iriko mangwana zvee zvatochinja saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurwadza zvokuti mari checho haichatombokwani pamwe bete pamwe nzi tapuwa ma 70 million bond pamwe ndoti zvingatoite kozi mari ati kupuwa ma 600 yazuda checho yangokwana kutenga lofrech imwe nejoli zvatovharana.
Saka tiri kuona nhasi tanzwa kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa wakwira. Ko zvimwe zvakadai semichovha zviri kufamba sei? Tambotaura nevamwe kuBulawayo vachiti pavanga vava kudzokera kumba nhasi vatowanikwa ivo vachitadza kuti vatore muchovha nekuti wakwira.
Vanototofia vakakwira tokwira. Isusu keduwo vanombotiwo $3 kana chipinda mutown kudzokawo kunenge wakunzi 4-5. Saka ino nhasi pandapinda mutauni ndichida kutsvaga keshi ndakwira hangu ne4 pakudzoka ndopana ndi $5. Saka vanongoti tikuitifambirana nezviri kuitika munyika ndizvovo mafambisiro avanozviita.
Kana muchiti ma muri kutsvaga keshi inotsvagwa kupi keshi?
Anana mutauni notsvaga keshi kune vanopa vemaiko keshi vanoti makeshi out evanhu ndikongana ndanotsvaga kuti ndiwano keshi but kwese natendera toni yese ndaishayiwa kesha chingonzi hatina saka ndobva ndazopatsira ndizongodzoka kozi vevova vekutaa ndiwanombopo keshi saka navanhu vachovesamwa tingoti hatina inenge iri muko keshi.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu. Tinokutendai anti kunge manga muinesu. Tikunzoti naDonald Mamboma. Mukoma Donald, pindai tinzwi. Aiwa, tinotenda. Taurai tinzwi.
Ndau mhosva kuti dzeva changobva sisa changobva mukutaura Tabitha. Nyika yedu yakangooma mbukisiti mazera zvanizvo kuti zvichanaka sei kana kuti riini nyikaaina vanhu vanoteerera vanhu vanokoshesa zvinhu zvichane basa resimbi zvinonoedza vanhu vatungamiri vedu nevanotitonga vari mberi.
Saka munoona mutungamiri wenyika vachizotaura chii mangwana? Tinoona vane State of the Nation.
Handimbooni pasona yavachaadhiresa mangwana, handimbooni pane chita chichataukwa. Ndizvo zvatangogara tichingohwa nezvatangogara tichiziva. Nokuti chinodiwa paka kuimplimenta mike itongoramba chitaura problem sesolution. Vanoda kuti paimplimenti zvacho zvavanonge vachitaura ndozvavanofanga kuti vaikutongoramba vachitaura nezvo zvavakugara chingotaukwa izvozvo. Kuti chakirika mabasa chakirika vachiyazodaichadi hatina chatinoona pagiraundi ngavakiriyeti vatiudzi. Hatidi kuudzwa kuti chakirika mabasa ngavakiriti mabasa tizozoona kuti mabasa avapo but havana kana tru
vanhu
vasina ndo vakakireta maproblems aya saka hatifungi tingambo nebatsiro ratingambowana kuvanhu ivavo hapana kana batsiro kungotambisawo nguva iyazvionemiwa kuteerawo izvoive dzinohaia hatina zvatingazvita.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo.
Hapana chinobuda tete mas
tinokutendai mukoma, muve nezuva rakanaka. So Gibbs, we're hearing there from Tabitha and Donald, who are also echoing the same sentiments that they don't see anything coming out of SONA tomorrow. And Tabitha is actually saying she tried to use the EcoCash cash out system, but she could not get any money. And from what we're seeing, I saw something online where they were saying something like there's been a ban, but I cannot substantiate that. We will look further into it and then come back and inform our viewers and our listening.
Yes, this is what we're talking about. But before I take that caller, there is a story on Zim, on ZPC Online, and it reads in part, ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Comrade Opet Mpofu, says the party is considering converting the Blue Roof residence to a museum or monument for the benefit of the party. So this means that maybe ZANU-PF Marvelous is moving towards getting its property from the Mugabe family. So we're not quite sure. Maybe we're going to update the story as it unfolds.
The story seems to be very fluid, Gibbs, yes. Because mm-hmm. the Minister of Information have also tweeted out something. But take mm-hmm. your guess while we are pulling out.
So we have
are saying something different. So there are two different views. But we'll come back to you. You can take your guess.
So now, Sibuyele Kubaba, Rejoice Mgwenya. Kumbe ngisena kai ku Rejoice Mgwenya. Baba Joseph Chuma uzwile lapha abantu bakhuluma. Abaningi bathi even State of the Nation address iyayenziwa kusasa yokuchitha isikhathi nje siyawazi ukuthi lesikhathi silutshwane ulathi konapha. Sicela uphosela koko konapha.
Well, State of the Nation address izaba khona kusasa.
Mhm.
So into ekhathekile ukuthi bona abantu basilalele imisizo wena umongameli uyabe isiphatheleni.
Mhm.
Kuloko zeni into yethu leyo ukuthi na into even ingayenzakali sesihle sisola into embi kakhulu lohlazo esintwini sethu akwazi kube khona angathi uthatha ngabi lokho asiyekeleni into ibuye even nabesingizi zami bathi cross the bridge when we get there and manje thina sesigijimela ukuthi sehle silokuza singakezwa lokuthi utheni and uthi uza kuthini asimeleleni akhulume angakhuluma-ke aw sesingafaka-ke iprogramu lesikhuluma ukuthi hawu limzile uthe hhayi lokhu kuyabambeka hhayi lokhu akubambeki then sesingakhuluma into ezaba nomkanjo ezenza ukuthi kube lesi sinde sizokwazi ukuna sivela ngaphi siyanga.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sizathi sikukhulule khona manje ngoba ucelile ukuthi kube khona bavo umzuzu emlutshwane. Sibongele kakhulu ungathina kusasa ba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu to the lady over there.
Thank you very much. Maybe give us to just update. There is a tweet by the Minister of Information that came in 57 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
It says both ZANU-PF and the government are led by one principal, president, and then they say that E.D. Mnangagwa, his position regarding properties which are due to be transferred to the family of the late Comrade R.G. Mugabe is that he will honor the commitments he made. These properties will be transferred as planned. So it's a developing story. I think it's like the burial.
Yeah.
So we'll now keep you posted.
Mugabe is still alive. So let's have Ubaba Sekcingweni. Sizo Tumbani. Mbani, you call up Olampe Kcingweni. Kunjani?
Yebo. Nkomo.
Yebo Nkomo, linjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngisebenza eTswana.
Ibizo mbani, Nkomo?
Ucamington okwankomo.
Cumington, akusitshela ukuthi wena ukubona njani khonoku ukuthi intengo yamafutha ezimoto ihlala ikhuphuka nje mahlayana uzokuthiwa ngomvulo kunje kunje njalo le State of the Nation address 1 minute akugoqele khonoku zizwe.
Ye, ngiyalizwa baba, lokhu ukukhuphuka kwentengo ezeZimbabwe ezamafutha into ebuhlungu kakhulu uyakwazi mnumzana ngobana kokunye singamsola, uyabona singamsola u-the late president kokunye esingeke sikhulume ngakho kathesi but okusolwa ngabantu ukuthi no wayengasilo qhawe but xa sesifika kuzona lezi izinto ezifana la zona lezi no umongameli uMgabe wayekhwanisa ukuzikontrola lezi zinto but okwakathesi lokhu asisakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani sesinezicabangela ukuthi kumbeni ukhwela kwenza into okwenzakala izinto lezabofuel kwenziwa yikuthi maybe mhlazana bakhona bakahulumende abadla ngakho kumbeni belabo belawo ama-filling station yikho sesikucabangela ngoba they don't control abacontroli abalandaba bayazithulela nje shi izinto zikhwele namhla zikhwele kusasa.
So pho kwenziweni kula le State of the Nation address ubona niyoyethula nomongameli kona
lokho siyinhlala yenza vele abantu angayitho nje ngokukhwela kwezinto into azayikhuluma nje vele yikukhuluma khonoko ukuthi uvela cela nje ukuthi ama-sanctions akhitshwe watso esikhambela la manga watso so hhayi vele kakula akulanto esingayikhangelela enhle njengakhulunywa nguye amboni maybe kungaba khona uyabe sokutshintshile singasiyo ZANU-PF esiyaziyo kodwa nxa iZANU-PF esiyaziyo kakula nto azayi-addressa nje etshengisa ukubana ingangenele ukukhuphukeni kwezinto.
Hayi ke kuyazwakala, sibonge kakhulu Nkomo, ungathina kusasa baba. Yeah, so Mr. Nkomo is saying that, you know, so there may be some government affiliates or some people who are linked to the government that are benefiting from this economic chaos. So he says it will continue until things get out of hand. So he says this is very bad, you know.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, Mkoma Courtney.
Yes, Tete Nadra Gibbs. Masquera saying.
Safira Foyt, Kujan.
I'm the Pili Lengo Sinjani Nath.
Nice guy. Taurei, New Teens.
Yes. The doing Mangwana Daipu is the president. Mangu Taurei was the leader in Mazia, Pujasa, Mazarema, Zarema, Zarema. Mungo siya, we have DC 2010, DC no siya, Kupo siya, which are Misa Mangwana. Tuna, Tini, Zunga, 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 Zunga,
Aiwa.
Ndume kamero jaramu pare zviri zvindavo ndinoda kuti chindipa mari in forex ndinochema dare nana mari izvi.
Manga muchiva badarisa mari. Mamuchiva badarisa mari.
Aga ma 45 bond yoya but manda ro kufa kuda yari tenga na chuni. Naona fara ri ndi fara dollar ma 200 rand zviri nani. Marumu. Yes, as now we are with the lands, could be a day with even if you need to get here. I will be that because from Chester and Tonga and Bachelor,
Thank you so much. We're hearing there from a caller who says he feels that tomorrow, instead of that dress, the president should just say, I give up.
Let's bring in an economic expert.
You know, give up the power to the opposition, he says. But there's Simeon Banda who had asked me to say hello. He says, we have a big fan on radio called Baba B. Ndevulani. Sakanzi Baba B. Ndevulani. Kana maka terera ndanzi ndiku morese na Simeon Banda. I hope kuti muri right kwa muri koko.
Yes. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here, and you're an expert in these economic things, issues. So looking at where the country is heading to, you know, are you happy that one day things will come right? The president is addressing the nation tomorrow. You know, give us your take on this.
Well, look, I listening to the colleagues and citizens, I want to call it the state of distress address, SODA, because this is supposed to be a speech of carnival proportion. The speech does brings hope and excitement and energy to the industry, and you know, but it always comes with bad tidings. So we really so distressful just thinking about it. So my humble opinion, guys, is that our president, does not know the state of the nation. We don't know the inflation figures. We don't know the state of the foreign reserves in the Reserve Bank. We don't know the level of unemployment. We don't know how many companies are closing. We don't even know how many citizens are outside the country. So what state does who told him that information? Where does he get it from? So we are like just a space shuttle that is rushing to the space, and we are heading towards the black hole. And unfortunately, the citizens are right. This president tomorrow should simply say, look, I want to thank you very much for supporting me, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to give up. But of course, we know that is not possible. So it is important for the president to be honest and say things as they are, that things are not in a good state. Zimbabweans should now prepare themselves for bad things to come. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
How honest is a politician? Can he come up clean on the statistics in terms of, you know, the inflation rate and all those kind of things?
Look, this is why the taxpayers are paying Zimstats. They are paying, the Reserve Bank Governor. They are paying the Minister of Finance. These people are paid to say the facts as they are. Because even if you conceal the facts, there are so many sources, the IMF staff monitoring program, the World Bank, the Zim Court, there are hundreds of civil society organizations, think tanks, even Steve Anke, at the university in Washington. The people know the facts. So if you are hiding the facts, you are concealing the facts, and they are the president, you are simply bringing your own name into disrepute, and nobody's going to trust you. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to say the fact, like the gentleman says, don't tell us that you are going to create jobs, you are going to sign more mega deals. Tell us how these deals have added quality of life to the Zimbabweans. Tell us how many jobs are being created. So I'm afraid that in our president is not going to be having the fact, and he's going to be telling more and more lies.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller. Marvelous.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm told to talk to Baba George. Baba George, what's your name, Baba?
I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah, it's from Baba George.
Mzizi, Baba.
Yeah, Mzizi, how would you go to when I'm going to work with civilians? Ubona nkhamba njani sibaba?
Hey. Uzana duwe ngombono wami ngibona ngani eZimbabwe lapha ngolo kunzima obukhulu kabi. Ngibona kolo kunzima obukhulu kabi. Undodela ngibona athe sesisilweni ngibona ngani kuza mthatha isikhathe ukuthi ilungise lelani lizwe leliya.
Ucho ngani?
Ngoba ngathi ngiyakhangela kaphezi ngizibuza ukuthi njengoba yabona umuntu umkhono wekhaya uyile. Ambona ukuthi uzakwanisa ukuwulungisa ngombono wami nje nxa ngiwubona.
Kula le State of the Nation Address kusasa, Baba Mzizi. Yazi State of the Nation Address isikhathi esiqakathekileyo kakhulu ukuthi umongameli atshele ilizwe ukuthi kambe kume njani. Khonapho uyabe sethula lokulalelwa ngabantu kwamanye amazwe. Uza kwethulani wona ngombono wakho?
Hey, mina ngombono wami ukuthula ngindoda kule mazwe engamlalela nje. Ambona ukuthi kulento engayithula nje ongalalelwa ngabanye abantu nje ngendlela abantu abayazi ngayo ilizwe lethu ukuthi vele limenjani. Alilanto engiyibona ekuhamba kahle nje.
So
akhona into ongayitshela abanye amazwe nje abangamlanela yona umuntu lo.
So uthi State of the Nation Address vele ayincedile ukuthi uvini lekhaya akusoze kuncede lutho lokho.
Hayi, umbono wami vele ambona ukuthi ungancedani ngalapha.
Pho kumele kwenziweni Baba Mzizi, kumele kwenziweni. Phela ilizwe ngelakho phela.
Ilizwe langelethu lelana uyazi ukuthi ngombono wami nje ngaliyani iphathi khona uliyani ngephathi le khona uliyani ambona ukuthi kulelizwe nje noma bahamba bengapha emhlanganweni kanje wathi ezadelethe emelika khonale ambona ukuthi kulo mhlangano nje abangawekhuluma into ephinde iziwe ngabanye abantu nje kusabuse liyani iphathi khona liya yona le khona iphathi la ngaphandle singaze sinti kungaba ngcono nje singatshintsha iphathi kungenye iphathi nje engakhuluma noma kusemhlangano nje encinci ngakhuluma khona kungazwakala ilizwi labo lingazwakala nothi lezi kiyo kathesi le.
So wena
ngibona ukuthi khona ungayilalela le phansi ke.
So wena kungathiwa lungisa ilizwe leZimbabwe Baba Mzizi. Uyayenzani ngakho?
Yebo baba.
Ungenzani ngakho?
Ubona mina ungathiwa lungisa le ilizwe leliyana. Yeah, ngikwenyimele ngingi ngikuphathi leyana ekhona lethe khaya. Ngikwenyinye nje iphathi nje. Eh, ngaphuma nje phansi kwamazi nje ngiyecela uncedo, ngiyebiza nje ama investors ukuthi bebuye ekhaya bezo lungisa nje kathezi ngozumisa ama-investors kungale iphathi ekhona le kunzima bantu okazi kathezi ngaba i-investi kwi-outside the country kwethola ukuthi yona ihulumente ibona ifuna 53% yona i-investi isiphumalanda 47% uyabona ukuthi into zakhona ngeke zibhalanse.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu, ungadina lokusasa.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba.
Sibonge kakhulu. So he says the only solution to Zimbabwe is to get rid of the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
Says you can do anything in life, but if ZANU-PF is still there, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will listen to them. They'll do what they want, and then the country will go down.
Yes, let's take a look at what people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, Yeduye VOA, Shona Pane Sibangani, Ndlova, Arukuti, True Caller, Ronald Bamo, Arukuti, Anzi, President ED, wakundikana kutonga nyika itopfeni edu Hilda Nkoman. Zimbabwe is not going anywhere with this government because the only solution is to give the resignation, that's all. Mkoma Simeon Nebanda ndo vangavari kukumbira rewe kutiti morese shamari yavo. Tavatava moresa, vavati we big fan ye Studio 7 tava moresa. Ronald Bamu. Anzi, ai washuri kuitwa nehurume ndazvina kumira zvakanaka. Pochi kozho, anzi pakaipa varume nyika iyi yave kutyisa. Ukataura unofa, ukanyarara unofa, ukachema unofa. So he's saying he really doesn't know what to do. If you speak up, something is going to happen to you. If you don't speak up, something is going to happen to
and
you.
So
he's literally saying, you know, this is what's going on.
He says you better shut up, right?
Yeah.
I think we've got a caller.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, yes. So I'm told we have got to rejoice Ngwenya. So, Baba Ngwenya,
Chimbuwafunza, kutiva Ngwenya, munoona pane chinobuda here. Pane zvichataurwa navamunangagwa mangwana tichinzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona vari kutaura mamirira akaita zvinhu munyika.
Chipo ndechekuti hakutaura kuti munhu wese anogona kutaura anditi vakuru vakati muroma wedzari negwizi. Asi chipo ndechekuti pakuda chokwadi nekuti mukanyatsotarisa hurumende yacho havana zvavanoziva ukabvunza kuti vanhu vasina mabasa vangani havazivi. Ukabvunza kuti mitengo yemari inflation havazivi kumari chaiyo maus dollar maforeign reserve ari mureserve bank mari havazivi mari iri kucirculator havazivi maindastry akavharwa havazivi saka ivo zvavanenge vachitaura munangagwa izvo vanenge vataurwa navari kudywa nani saka kungotaura chovaruti vanhu vana vezimbabwe tatarisana nedambudziko kana kuti ndatadza basa ndobosiya kana kuti takutongoshinga takungorarama tangomirira kuti kuda mwari angatibatsira asi kusemaonero angu handifungi kuti vachataura chinhu chinovaka nokuti havata hapana zvavanoziva.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu. Gibbs.
Yeah, so Mr. Ngwenya, what's the solution to all this? There's one caller who said remove ZANU-PF.
No, look, I hear people talking about ZANU-PF resigning, and it's not going to happen. I mean, these guys have no conscience. They are going to keep on, regurgitating the same old lies they've been telling us, creating false stories, a facade of hope. So the Zimbabwean citizens, we now have to be prepared to do things for ourselves. If you're expecting Zesa in your house, you're not going to get it. Just go solar. If you're going to expect water, it's not going to come. Just go for a ball. If you are going to, this is now the time to survive on your own. And I think we have lost faith in government, and we can no longer trust them. So anything they're going to say is going to be lie. It's time for own survival.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Joyce Ngwenya. Sifisa ukubikela abantu ukuthi ke esikubona kuphuma khona manje singathi kuphuma ku Twitter ku Ministry of Information ukuthi ke bakhiphe umbiko ukuthi ibadlale zani PF lohulumende balomuntu oyedwa onguyokhokela ilizwe ngakho ke nqabe bona ngokwenzakala ngama properties ezani PF bathi ke bawudungisa kunokuthi ile i blue roof yangaphansi kwa Mongameli omoyi Europa Timkabe iyahanjiswa ke emulini yakhe. So ke lokhu kulandela ke okwethulwe iZBC online ebike ukuthi hayi ke iBlue Roof kukhanya ngazani ke izathathwa yenzwe imuseum. Lingakuphambanisile okuphelele mausoleum. Ale kuvula imausoleum ekhona ngale nesaeka. So hambelani lokhu. So lapho bathi bakwenza kube imuseum kodwa ngapha ke information ministry to hatch. Lapa ke, there's only one center of power.
We haven't heard that word in a very long time.
Center of power. So here is it. So it came out in a certain way.
Yes.
One principle, one president. Mr. Ngwenya, if ever one government is doing such kind of a thing, what's the impact of this economically on the lives of people, the economy itself, and everything, you know?
Well, look, I mean, this one set of power thing, you know, if there was one set of power, how is it that the proper set of power, which was meant to bury Mugabe as Yeros Eka, finally succumbed to the other centers of power? So it just simply shows you that we are being run by a government that is full of people that are contradictory, they are confused. There is no shared vision within ZANU-PF. And this is why the country is in what it is. This is why this is the only country in the world where fuel prices increase every Monday, like the London Stock Exchange. So this is the only country where citizens do not know which currency. We don't know whether it is RTGS or bonds. I mean, this country is supposed to be closed, to be shut down, and to reconfigure and reset. So we are in a state of what we are because we are being run by a government that is totally confused, and it's very unfair to the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so akutsha ngesinto sibili wonobona njani kona ukuthi abanye bathi iBlue Roof ikumele ukuthi ithathwe libandla lenza lokufunayo lokhu kubikwa ke iZBC online ekhotha ke umnumzana Obed Mpofu kuzobuya ke iMinister of Information ikhuluma okwayo isiyale So ke kono kunxasikhangela kutshoni
ikhona ungazunandelela ukuthi nxa uMr. Mugabe esewaphumelela ukuthi athathe umkakhe ayemfihla ayemgcina ekhaya kutsho ukuthi sezivele sephoxala lohulumende akwethuthi ngobavele bathi bona izwi liyani lakusekukamgabe ngiyezani u-p f so njengokubona kwamina vele yikho okuzakwenzakala bazabaxosha khona le babatshele izizathu eziningi-ningi ye nxa indlu yezani u-p f kayisetshenziswa kwizani u-p f kodwa kuyasitshengisela nje mfowethu ukuthi uhulumende wethu lo hhayi bayabhayiza abalungisanga izinto zabo kuhle yikho ilizwe lokuthi ngakhanya ngathi lokhu lihambe emadakeni sikuswa ngabantu abavele bephambana ingqondo.
Aiwa Gibbs, kutaura kwatava tiri kuita pane nhaurwa dzatiri kubva kuona padande mutande pari zvino panyaya yeimba yevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kwavaigara nemudzimai wavo kuBlue Roof. Taona ZBC News Online ichitaura iyo mazwi ekuti ZANU PF Secretary for Administration vaObert Mpofu vari kuti ivo pati yezano PF iri kufunga iyo kuti imba iyi yeBlue Roof iitwe museum kana monument inchazobatsira pati. Tikaona Minister of Information ichiunzawo zvinyorwa zvayo 1 hour ago ichiti both ZANU PF and the government are led by one principal president, one center of power yadzoka zvakare. Hanzi vamunangagwa vachaenderera mberi vachiita zvido zvemhuri yekwaMugabe, vachaenderera mberi vachitransfer zviri kuitika izvi. Saka Minister of Information yabva yauya ichitaurawo kuti iyo President Mnangagwa vachaenderera mberi nekuita matransfers apa. Saka tiri kuona pari kutatsura napa Gibbs. There seems to be some kind of power play.
Another G40, eh?
I don't know.
I think we've got Mr. Dingmuzi Budi. He's a member of parliament. He comes from Plumtree. Welcome to the program, Mr. Budi. Basekulu, can you hear me? Mr. Dingmuzi Budi, can you hear me?
There's a call that just dropped.
What is that again? Yokai Kumbo. Yokai Kumbo, Kunjan. Hello, Kumbo. How are you?
Ngibuka umhlaba esiphila kuwo wonke nje kungabukwa ngeZimbabwe kuphela. Ubani oona ezomnotho vele? Ngoba ithi into linemqondo emqondweni wami iAmerika ungayakhona ibuswa nguDonald Trump omunye umhlangano nawo shona le. Kanti kwenziwa yini ukuthi yena angabi nazo iy'nkinga uDonald Trump? Kho-ke manje ukuthi umhlaba ubonwa ngabawuphethe kulelo khona abakulo angiboni ukuba iqiniso eZimbabwe ukuthi into zilunge ngokwe-economy, ngoba after that nakhona some problems will come in, but there's no solution to planet Earth. Ibuka ukuthi akukhulunywa nje iqiniso ngeyizanu kumbe ngu-MDC kumbe ngumtambara kumbe ubani abayokhothamela lo onumnotho kuphela kuphelo avumele umhlangano ungene ezweni kube-ke nje impilo kuhlangano kusiya phambili. Ngoba ngifuna ukutshela mfowethu, thina e-South Africa mina where the economy is far much better than Zimbabwe, as you all know. Right?
Yeah.
Kuney'nkinga zakhona la ezinzima kabi ezingasukumphansi. Ngibuza ukuthi mabe kuthi kuyiqiniso ukuthi eZimbabwe izani ihlele ukuthi ishaya abantu, kanti labo bulala be-KZN bedubulana be-ANC why kungavala umnotho wabo? Nala e-South Africa kuney'nkinga eziningi eziningi. Nami kune-state of inquiry lapha esoluzuma la egoli nayo iveze ezindaba ezinzima zabo ukuthi mazingavele eZimbabwe. I want to believe opposition parties will then clap hands and say this is what we have been telling you. But the solution is never with the politics. Those politicians abaendi bayokhothamela usathane, sathane afane imali abantu badule bonke
bausathane ngophi lo ngophi usathane wangkola lo
usathane uyophetha imali uphela hey, awubuza amakholo lapho uthi avele eBhayibhile afika afunde uMateyu usathane uthi kuJesu zwana wena bawufuna ngukuphi umhlaba lo ngokugcwala kwawo uyabona lo mhlaba ugcwele kanjani kusho usathane uthi usathane bawufuna nje ngukuphi ngikhothamela ungankhothamela ngizakuphi uJesu wala ukhothamela usathane wahlala umntakankulunkulu wazwayo nahlele logweli lodwa nje qha. So ezimbabwe nje mabefuna umkhono omulunge futhi nakhona nekulunge it's not that it's 100% I know for a fact but ukuza kwenza kube ngcono ngokomkhono ngifuna ukustressa leyo point abakhothamela usathane abusa abantu afaka usathane kube nengozi lalobo bibobona kuphela la eSouth Africa abekhuluma mawungakwenza i-interview nabantwana abasevarsity abavarsity eSouth Africa lapha nama-colleges la
yes yakuzwa
you'll understand the corruption and the confusion the satanism that runs those institutions
hayi sesikuzwile baba hayi sikuzwile sibilisibonga kakhulu
ngizama nje ukuthi nje sivivanele ngithi there is no solution that will come from man solution to planet earth is when sin is done away with that one is the only solution okunesana namadame that's the only solution
thank you so much, Baba. He says, if you want to have money, you have to look somewhere else and not, you know, these good things about politicians. So now I think Mr. Dingumuzi Phuthi is back. Mr. Phuthi, welcome to the program. Hello, Baba Phuthi, uyangizwa? Baba Phuthi, uyangizwa kumbe ungizwa? Yeah, his line is really bad. So,
Regatimbo, kwazisa varipano, tena Godfrey Chiro Chierwa, arikuti please call me, vaisa namba za upo, Chikojo, varipano, varikunyoro, varipano Simeon Banda, Andrew Beverly, Godfrey Chiro Chierwa, atinyora zvakare, tinotenda vese varipa live feed yedu parizvino, uyezve kune avo gogo vanata, varikuti anzi ED akataura mangwana mark my words vanhu vanovunduka ka saka ndokutaura kuri kuita gogo vanata kuti vanhu vachavunduka mangwana pachataura vamunangagwa asi tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve vangwenya kana muchiripo panhare
ndiripo
tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi panyaya yekuti ZBC inoburitsa zvimwe, Ministry of Information inoburitsa zvimwe. Chii chiri kumboitika apa?
Tika, so zvinongoratidza kuti vanhu vachawana kurongeka. Tongorangira kamba mazuva ainzi vamugabe vachavigwa kuNational Hero Seeker vamota aiwa vanoenda kumusha vamota hameno vanoenda kupi. Zvinongoratidza kuti pava nekupokana nekusanzwisisana pakati pevanhu vanotonga. Hatikanakana imba yechinzi ndeyezano. Hazvichamisi kuti vampofu vari kuita vacho vari kuti aiwa imba iyi hata kutoitora nekuti vazvibviwa kanditi vangaida kuti center of power yacho vange vachiti vamugabe ngavaende kuHero Seeker vari kuvakirwa museum zvaramba saka hanzi matizvidza matituka saka ndotoona fanika zvirikutaurwa vampofu ichokwadi nekuti vagumbuka nokuti mai mugabe vateedzera zvavanoda havana kuteedzera center of power yavamunanga wezanupiefu
bata henyu makadaro mukoma Godfrey makadii
nofara here sisi
mongoti gaga nguva yedu yadyanana ndimi kola wedu wekupedzisira
okay hai ndongoona zvangu sekuti zvaakuitwa izvi nehurumende yedu zvatozvidzvanyiriri zvekuti vaakutora zvimwe zvinhu zvavaakutora kutanzi zvinofanira kuita zvehurumende handi ai personal property here
aiwa ichokwadi mheno kana muine zvekutaura zvakare pamusoro pekukwira kwemafuta tibva tapedzisa
ya inyandiko zvangu kuzimbabwe zvangu ndirungonzwa zvangu kuti mafuta akwira nhasi asi zvacho zviri kuangira kuoma manjizi
aiwa tinobonga mashuma mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka
ya tinotenda
bye-bye. Gibbs, our caller there was just commenting on the last information we shared from ZBC and from the Ministry of Information. So he was saying, but what they're trying to do is not right because that property should be belonging to the Mugabes. And then he's just saying, yeah, the situation of the, you know, hiking fuel prices disturbs him, much. Even if he's not in the country.
Yes. I'm sorry we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Independent political and economic commentator Michael Ndiweni, former Member of Parliament Joseph Chuma, and independent economic commentator Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. We thanks also to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington DC papa Zimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda vese vari palife yedu paregional Boaz Jayaguru ari kuvanhu vari kushupika tete. Thank you very much totenda vese vari ku live stream anesu mozi azvokuita zvinyai pakanzi share. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muno mu Washington.